Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here with our Wednesday night Big Brother podcast with Amber Borzotra from Big Brother 16. And we're going to talk to Amber live here in just a moment. But first, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob as a Podcast. And those are our friends over at MeUndies.com. MeUndies are high-end, high-quality designer underwear for men and women. Now, Victoria says that all Amber does is walk around in underwear, so I'm sure that she would appreciate MeUndies.com. A recent survey said that men keep their underwear for an average of 7 years. Women cannot be too happy to hear this, but MeUndies has the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried on. They fit perfectly, don't ride up, and literally pull moisture away from your skin so you can stay cool all day long. If you hate going shopping for underwear at the store, you'll love ordering the best underwear on earth online at MeUndies.com. And here's the thing, they also make you look great. You can go to MeUndies.com and check out pics of men and women wearing their high quality MeUndies.com. That will be a fun trip for you, I can assure you. High quality materials for your high quality materials, if you know what I mean. And at under $20 a pair, you can change your underwear more than once every 7 years. That's easily half of what other premium designers charge. And for the U.S. and Canada, shipping is absolutely free. We've got a great offer to help you out. Go to MeUndies.com/RHAP before September 1st and get 20% off your first order. That's 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/RHAP. They guarantee you're going to be happy with them, because once you try on a pair of MeUndies, you're never going to go back. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast, and now he is the only man who has a less popular show than Frankie's Play, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live show here on Wednesday night, August 27th, after episode 28 of Big Brother 16. We've got a very fun show here for you guys tonight, because we've got a really, really great guest to bring you from this season of the show. First, here's Brian Lynch, who is probably at his wit's end at this point by the live feeds. Brian, how are you?
I'm great. I'm here. We can talk to Amber now.
How many Jenga games have you watched this week?
How many what have I watched?
Jenga games.
Not many.
Okay.
Actually. Like, I turn on the feeds, there's nothing going on, I turn them right back off.
All right. And now, here is a woman here coming to us from Big Brother 16. Here is the amazing Amber Borzotra. Amber, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really good, thank you. How are you guys?
Well, Amber, we're doing okay, but we're concerned because I know you just suffered a huge injury right before the show started tonight.
I'm getting better. Yeah, I'm good. I do what I usually do, just run into stuff and stub my toe.
Okay.
But I'll be okay.
All right. And we don't have to call in medical for you like they did for Victoria tonight?
No. I'm a tough girl. I'll live. It's nothing. It's a little pain.
No wisdom teeth coming in tonight?
No, I already got mine out. That was a fun experience.
Yeah. No, that is no fun. We'll talk about Victoria's wisdom teeth, and we definitely want to hear about what you thought about Victoria's impression. But I want to set up, we got a lot of people watching tonight, a lot of people dying to see you, even more than Beast Mode Cowboy is dying to see you, probably.
Uh-oh. For real?
A lot of people are excited to see you tonight here on the show. So,
I'm excited.
All right, we've got the chat room going here on robhasawebsite.com, plus over on Twitter, use the hashtag RHAP. And then also you can post your comments for us live to take on the show. We want to take a lot of your questions for Amber tonight on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. And then tomorrow night, our big live event from the Ontario Improv in Ontario, California, will be live with Brendan and Rachel this Thursday night. Come on out and watch The Eviction live, 9 p.m. Eastern at the Hollywood Improv. It's going to be a really, really fun night, and we're going to take interactive questions from the audience and play some games. Everybody had a great time at the last one we did at the Hollywood Improv. So come on out if you can make it to the Ontario Improv on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific time, to watch Big Brother with Brendan and Rachel and then see a live taping of Rob as a Podcast at 10, all at the Ontario Improv. Tickets are $10. Go to robhasawebsite.com/Brenchel2 or click the banner in the sidebar of robhasawebsite.com. All right. Amber. All right, yeah. we got to start off. Now, I'm surprised you're not wearing any lingerie for this interview. I thought that's all you do in the house.
I know, for real. I'm just lounging around in my pajamas right now.
So what?
I do not. Like, that is crazy. I don't even think I brought any with me. That's insane. Like, I was very confused by that. And I think half of America was as well. My family, my friends. I was just shocked when I saw that. And I don't know where it came from, to be honest with you.
So what?
I saw last night someone just said maybe she just wanted to show her tatas. So maybe that was the case. I don't know.
Was that what that was? Is that she just wanted an excuse to show off and pretend to be you?
I don't know. I guess if she could be me or she was going to be me, that's what I would do. I don't know. It was like, I felt like the impression was way wrong and way off.
All right. Well, Amber, you know what they say about payback. It's a you know what. So we're going to give you the first opportunity to do your impression of Victoria.
No, I can't. Hold on. Who's Victoria?
All right. It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
No, I guess I'll wait. I'm going to hold out till finale.
You're too nice. You never really go after anybody.
Yeah, I just, like, it's hard. I don't know. I wish I had it in me, but I'm going to try hold out till finale to, you know, face them face to face and then get my...
All right, we'll see if we touch on anything tonight that maybe maybe you say something that's not nice.
Oh, goodness. Let's try. We'll try.
We'll poke and prod a little bit and see where we can go. All right, so tonight's episode mostly focused on Donnie, your friend from the house, mm-hmm. who you, I'm sure, have nothing but good things to say about.
Right.
And he's up on the block, and there's this whole Team America thing. And I'm sure you have no love for Team America, considering that Team America had to target you as a physical threat, the alleged physical threat who was a threat to everybody in the house.
I only, unfortunately, like when it comes to Team America, only have love for Donnie in that group. You know, I feel like it is a game, so I do have to, you know, look at it that way. But, you know, Donnie is just someone special, you know, in the house that I relate to. And I think he's the only person, whenever you speak of Team America, I could say I have love for. So definitely, I'm just like, I'm wishing him the best. Like, I hope there's some miracle that he does not go home. Because I'm loving, like, he's a little fighter. He has fought his, you know, so much through this game and has done it by himself.
So tonight, they got a task from Team America, and the task was basically make up a task, do whatever you want, and then do whatever you want, and then complete the task, and then see what America can do. And Donnie, and Donnie says, well, I think it would be a good task for America if they tried to keep Team America in the house. They voted us in, so maybe they want to keep Team America as a whole unit in the house. And so, all right, so he comes to Derek, and Derek is like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I gotta check. You know, Derek, for a guy who's running the house, why can Derek never make a call on anything? He's like, yeah, you know, I got to check in the back and see if we have this thing. You know, why is Derek not authorized to ever make a decision on his own?
I don't know. Derek feels very safe in this game. And I think if they would have went with saving Donnie, then America would have honestly voted, you know, for that task, you know, as a little check mark. I don't know. But I don't know how it's going to go this week with their show that they put on. definitely, I think if they kept Donnie or they tried working to keep Donnie off the, you know, there in the house, that's something that America really would want. Of course, I guess the house isn't aware of that. So they had to do, you know, put on a show. And hopefully, I don't know. This is hard when it comes to like Derek and talking about everyone else in the house. Cause honestly, I haven't even caught up on the episodes I was in yet. I've watched like the first three and I was just kind of like, you know, but, you know, I've been catching, you know, keeping up with everybody though. And, you know, with Twitter and, you know, the family, you know, the outside of the house, everyone else's family, like Christine, Donnie's, you know, girlfriend, Jana, Jill and everyone. So, talking about, you know, Team America and everyone else and like Donnie right now, I'm just, it's hard because there's only a few people right now that I really am rooting for in that house, and he's the only one. So if we could spend all the time talking about him, I definitely would love that.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, we'll see what we can do. So, but that's interesting. So when you get out of the house, yeah, you seek out the loved ones of the people who you were friends with in the house, because that's sort of an interesting relationship because, you know, you have these first five or six people that come out of the house. So do you seek out the people? It's almost like, you know, you were in there with them, and I'm sure that it's like, yes, I saw your loved one. You can't see them, but I just was with them. Is that like some comfort to the people, the loved ones of the people that are still in the house?
It is, and they've actually reached out to me, which is really, really awesome. I've spoke to, you know, Zach's mom, his cousin. I've spoke to Jill, Jana, Derek's wife, you know, Jill, which is Nicole's mom, and then Christine, Donnie's girlfriend. I spoke to all of them since I've been out, and they are actually comforting to me, you know, as well, and then vice versa. I'll get texts every day, or, you know, a phone call every now and then, and we'll talk for like an hour or two. So it's crazy, and it's they'll have questions, or they'll come to me and be like, you know, this is stressing me out right now, or this isn't out. So we're comforting to each other. Which is really, really nice having, you know, also having the family members actually reach out to you and let you know how well of a, you know, you play the game, and what they think about you as a person as well.
All right. So I'm curious to know what you think, because this is a sort of a tough spot for people where I did a quick poll on Twitter tonight, and I asked people on Twitter, do you think, what would you rather see? A, Donnie gets saved by Team America, or B, a original play by Frankie Grande. And it was literally like 400 people said they would rather see Donnie get saved, and like three people said a play from Frankie Grande.
See, America wants Donnie there, so that's what I'm saying. I think when it came to Frankie's decision, he, you know, I think Derek was down maybe for whatever, but I think Frankie kind of threw it out there.
No, I don't think Derek was down for whatever. I think that Derek's thing is like Derek's trying to throw Frankie under the bus, and he's like, yeah, you know, Derek, I would, you know, or I'm sorry, Donnie, you know, I would save you if I could, but, you know, Frankie, he doesn't want to do it, so I can't.
So he's on both sides.
Yeah, he wants Donnie's jury vote, and he wants Frankie to be the one to take the fall. But he's even doing it in the diary room to America. He's like, you know, America, I want to save Donnie. I know you like him, but it's Frankie. I can't, you know, my hands are tied. I can't do anything. But if Derek wanted to, he could do anything.
I know. That's what stresses me out. If I could literally walk through those doors right now and shake him and tell other people, you know, some things, I would. And I think that, you know, Derek is right. He's still running the house. Nothing has changed, you know, since I left and I knew who he was running the house. So I just don't know what he thinks that. I don't know. I'm just like, Derek, you can honestly do anything right now in this game. Just
so
do it.
When you were there, you felt like Derek was running things?
No, I didn't know it. Like,
who did you think was running things?
I was so confused when it came to that. At some point, I thought it was Donnie. I thought he was all over the house. Then I thought, you know, it was possibly Frankie because everyone, you know, he's playing both sides of the house, so he has it really, you know, he's set in the game. Then when I got out and I heard Derek, I was like, no way. But now I see it, so...
All right. So here's what I want to know from you, Amber. So America has a decision to make of A, should we give them the money? The decision is yes or no, thumbs up or thumbs down of should they get the money for the show they put on? And I feel like it's a tough spot because I think a lot of people are rooting for Donnie and want Donnie to be saved. Now, that option isn't on the table. But now Donnie is still part of Team America. So do we A... Are we punitive? Because do we want to say, no, that sucked, we wanted Donnie to get saved?
But then you want to give Donnie the money.
But yes, that's the rub there, where it's now we want to spite Derek and Donnie and say, no, you know what? You don't get money for that. But then we're also spiting Donnie. So what is the right decision? What should people do?
I think that hopefully Donnie has a great shot of, you know, him and Zach, you know, between them two being America's favorite. So I have to say thumbs down, you know, because I don't think that Derek or Frankie deserve it at this point. I don't know. I don't want to be harsh about it, but
so what should people do? Vote no, and then yeah. But then Donnie doesn't get the money also.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but then it's just like that's a tough one because I want to see Donnie get the money.
Amber, you have to make the call. Tell people what to do.
No, I have to say vote no.
Sorry.
Oh, you're stealing food out of Derek's daughter's mouth.
I love Donnie, but then he did make me leave. He kicked me out. He didn't have that one vote for me. So I think, and that's another thing, going back whenever I saw that him and Derek could have got, if they had two votes, you know, they could have gotten $5,000. They could have flipped the house and just been like, okay, well, for us to get $5,000, let's just keep Amber here. You know, us vote for her here. But then was it that way, or was it if you have to vote against the house and just be the only two votes?
Yeah, it was the Hinky votes, right, Brian?
Was it that? Oh, okay. I thought it was a way where, you know, I don't know. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, right now I'm sitting there thinking you voted against me, Donnie. I love you, Donnie, though. I don't want to. I love you, but.
Yeah. Amber, how funny will it be, though? How crushed would Frankie be to find out America hated his idea?
Oh, I don't know. I think that will crush Frankie. Because he's all about, you know, Broadway and putting on the show and doing this and doing that. So he thinks that America would love that. So I think it would definitely crush Frankie if he found out that America didn't like it.
Now, I feel like there was a shift in the edit tonight. I feel like Big Brother, who has been protecting Frankie all season long and making him look good, I felt like for the first time tonight, they made Frankie look bad. And while I think they've decided that they are going to try to keep making Derek look good, I felt like it was very intentional. They made him look bad. There was the one shot of him where he's in the diary room and he's not even looking at the camera and he's putting makeup on and he's like, no, I'm not saving Donnie. I'm not saving Donnie. And that's a throw him under the bus move.
Yeah.
Frankie is not looking at the camera. And if there's anything we know from Big Brother, Frankie's going to look at the camera when he has something to say. You're not. Yeah. Frankie's not going to accidentally not be looking at the camera and be putting on makeup when he has to give his rehearsed line.
Right.
He is. So they're burying Frankie a little bit. I think it's starting, and I think Amber, in these next couple of weeks, Frankie's going to get the bad edit these next few weeks, and he's going to come out of the house looking like the villain of this game.
Yeah, and that's what scares me about Frankie. Like, the only thing with Frankie is I know that he's even said it himself, I think, on, you know, one of the shows. He hates when people don't love him or like him or, you know, dislike him in any way. And that's almost, you know, anybody. But and I think it's just going to be a huge shocker. And, you know, hopefully it won't look that way over the next few weeks. But we'll see. I don't know.
Amber, I'm telling you that the diary room production and Derek are teaming up. They are going to lay the corpse of Donnie at Frankie's feet, that Derek is 100% laying this on Frankie, not even Cody. It's going to be laid at Frankie's feet. It was Frankie's fault, right, Brian?
Oh, well, definitely. Yeah, well, like even that diary room, Frankie said he's making up his mind in the diary room. He said that saving Donnie would have been as useless as getting paid to nominate a physical threat, which Amber knows all about, right?
Yes, I know all about that. Sorry. But no, like that's the thing, like, that stresses me out about everyone not seeing what Frankie's doing in the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
It's really stressful watching it, not being able to just go back in there. Like, I mean, I'm one of them. I just now, you know, towards my time, you know, eviction, when he put me up as a pawn or, you know, the second time or whatever, I was just like, okay, there's something up. There's other people working together, and I've even called them out on it. But I was kind of on my own, and whenever I tried saving Brittany to start working with Brittany, it was too late because she was going home. So But I wish I just had a second chance sometimes just to go in and just do things differently. But don't we all?
Yeah. Did it burn you up that the people right after you ended up getting a chance to get back into the game?
Yeah, kind of. Especially, you know, whenever I did have, you know, Nicole's back and I did have Hayden's back, I had nothing against them too. And, you know, for me to hear some of the stuff that has been said or, you know, since I've left, is just, and it's like, what have I done? And like, I would have, I feel like.
Why, what have you heard? Point. What have you heard that you, since you've left, that's made you mad?
Oh, just so, not mad. It's just like, okay, these are people that I honestly have, you know, put all my trust in. I don't think there's, you know, one bad thing I've said about anyone, you know, on the show, unless it came to their game. So that's, it just kind of just stresses me out that people take it to the next level. Especially when it's not even game. I'm talking about person, you know, taking stuff, you know, that's personal and thinking it's a game.
Amber, sorry. Give us the goods. Who made you mad?
No one's made me mad.
You don't have to say anything bad about them. Tell us who made you mad.
She's too sweet, Rob.
It's obvious. I mean, because it's already out there.
I'll ask Brian. He'll tell me.
No, I mean, you guys can even know. So, like, I know you guys will tell me anything, but, you know, I've had Christine and, you know, Victoria, Frankie, Cody's even said stuff. And then I feel like, you know, I've had Hayden, and from like what I've seen and what I know. And then, you know, I feel like what's so bad is like, I adore and I love Nicole to death, but when she gets around Christine, it's like, she's a different person and she has to say something. So it's just like, I feel like at times Christine is just so toxic to other people to bring, you know, brings out the worst in them. And so that's what was so hard for me to sit back and watch, you know, over the past few weeks. I've stopped watching the live feeds, everything. I'm just like, okay, now I'm just, it's just boring to me, or it's just something so negative. And I, you know, try bringing so much positivity like in the house when I was there, and just to see how negative some of these people are really just shocks me, honestly.
And what is Christine's problem with you? Why does she have an issue with you?
I have no idea. Like, honestly, I have no idea. And I don't think I'll know until I get the Facer, you know, finale.
Brian,
what's
Christine's problem with Amber?
Oh my God. What is Christine's problem with Amber? I mean, like, Christine is all, I mean, when I think about Christine, she's about attention from the guys. Amber got the most attention from one guy. So maybe that was one of the reasons. I mean, I don't know. I even go back to like, Amber was too nice. She got railroaded by everybody bashed for constantly. So, I mean,
yeah, I think that's right. I think that Christine that, you know, has a little crush on Cody. I think that you were close with Cody when you were in the house. And I think there's a little bit of, now that you're gone, it's like, remember Amber? Didn't she suck? She was, you know, whatever. And think Christine wants to, you know, look a little better with Cody and wants to push you down a little bit.
I know. And it's sad that it has to, you know, stoop down to that, because, you know, I honestly, like, I have so much love for, you know, all of them just because of this experience. And I did see them kind of as like a little, you know, my new BB family and all this. But after this, it's just, there's a time I can understand one thing said here and there. People do that. People talk, but it's every single day. It's something new. I'm hearing this. I'm hearing that. And, you know, what really upsets me, I think, the most is they took me as being myself as fake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what honestly upsets me the most is, I, you know, promised myself when I walked through those doors, I wasn't going to change for anyone or any amount of money, because, you know, who I am and my character is far more important. So I think they took, you know, them taking, you know, like I said, me being myself as, you know, as fake is just, that's what bothers me, I think, the most. Because I was honestly, everything you saw, that was me. I was being myself 24/7, you know, live feeds on, live feeds off, you know, on the show, however they made it be. Like, that was me, and I wasn't going to change.
Can I tell you what bothered me the most about your portrayal in the house was just, like, Victoria's thing. It was like, they didn't even show everything. You're being really nice about it. She was all about, oh, well, Amber's all about, look at my boobs, and look at this right here. It's my ass. And we didn't see that.
Thank you for the visual, Brian.
the only thing I've ever said, and I'll even admit to it, in like in the house when I was like, I honestly want to freaking work out and freaking gain a little weight or like get a bigger butt or something like that. It's the only time I've ever said anything, and I'll say that, but you know, I've never acted like that, and I'm still just shocked. I'm still shocked.
Well, you're catching the bash, so it's okay.
It's a good thing. Amber, here's what I want to know. Okay, Beast Mode Cowboy. Yeah. Let's talk about Caleb, because here's what's kind of crazy about this, that his game has really changed since you've been gone, and it's really been interesting. Where I thought after you went home, I thought he was the next one out the door. You know, I thought that he was going to be a target right after. Really, after Devin went, I thought he was going to be the target. But you know, they got rid of you. And I said, it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, he's putting 110% of his energy into getting a date with Amber and almost no thought into the game. And then what's going to happen when you take Amber out of the picture? What is Beast Mode Cowboy going to do? And he's actually been a lot more calm and a lot more sane and rational since you've been gone. Do you look at him any differently since you've left the house and seen the depiction of him on TV?
I'm honestly, when it comes to Caleb, I'm hoping he's totally different, you know, around me outside of the house than he was inside of the house. You know, the only thing, like I said, when I came out, the only thing I could say that before knowing anything else was I did feel uncomfortable at times because of, you know, I couldn't be friends with this person or be in the same room with this person without him getting mad or upset. And it was hurting my game. I've even sat down with Caleb and I was like, listen, this is the game. I'm not here for a showmance. I love having you in the house. You know, you're good to talk to, our friendship, you know, this and that. But let's play the game. You know, you don't have to go around telling everyone I have Amber's back. It's okay that I only know that, you know. You don't have to go around telling everyone, you know, this or that, or we're in the final two, you know, playing together or anything, because it's honestly hurt my game and his. If they didn't know that, then I feel like I would still be in the house. Like he would have played a little smarter when it came to us, and we could have had, you know, a good alliance together, just me and him. And that's where I'm kind of like bummed, but I'm happy that he's playing, you know, a better game, you know, because it is a game. I'm still very upset that he hurt my game. So I don't know. I don't have much to say when it comes to that because him and all the rest of the house are the reason why I'm sitting where I am today, which I can't complain. I'm happy, but, and I played the best I could at it with, you know, if it wasn't for someone being so vocal, you know, or, you know, sorry, about my game, and talking about my game and his game, then I feel like things would be definitely different.
Do you let him off the hook a little bit though, considering, and I know you said you haven't gotten that far into the episodes, but he was manipulated a lot by those guys, especially, you know, Frankie in that final week, and Zach to some degree of them putting stuff in his head about, getting him on the side of, hey, let's put Amber up, you know, because that week, and Brian, tell me if I'm saying anything wrong. He, you know, he wanted to see you go up on the block to bring you back into the fold.
Right.
He didn't want you to go home until those guys started putting stuff in his head that wasn't necessarily true.
He just wanted to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Did you learn your lesson, Amber?
I know. No, and it just sucks because I felt like if they knew whenever I was trying to like, you know, fight for me, like, you know, this day, and I feel like I can give him a little bit of, I won't be so harsh about it, I guess, because I do see that they were planting seeds in like Caleb's head and trying to turn him against me and saying this and that. And because I thought he was the reason I was on the block, I was just going to everyone else being like, all right, Caleb's my next target. Like, if you're going to put me up, you know, and I felt like that would have possibly kept me safe. If I would just let everyone else know, like, you know, especially Christine, you know, Nicole, you know, some of the girls, listen, Caleb's my target. It's not you. It's not even Zach. And actually being outside of the house, I see Zach, you know, a totally, I don't know, something totally different about Zach that, you know, I didn't see in the house. And it's actually, you know, watching the live feeds and watching, you know, the shows, or sorry, some of the first few episodes. But
and you like Zach now?
No, I have not. There was nothing really. Me and Zach, the only thing that I had an issue with was Zach was when he would take things to a level, like personally. Like, I've even pulled him aside and I was like, listen, we're playing a game. I respect your game. I understand that you're playing this villain. You're playing this, you know, you're playing dirty. This is who you are in the game and how you want to play. I respect that. But when it comes to my family or me personally, you've crossed a different line. And but me and him have talked. Like, that's the thing when it comes with Zach, like, we've hashed things out in the house. But we could sit down and, you know, talk and let it be. And I understand in the house he was different, you know, a totally different person than outside. You know, so I have no hard feelings when it comes, you know, to him. There have been times I've admit when I'm just like, oh my goodness, he drives me crazy. I want to send him home or this, this, and that. So, you know, I'm just as guilty as saying something about Zach as he is, you know, of me, but nothing bad. I've never really said anything, you know, bad, I feel like, about Zach. I just, you know, it was just when it comes to his game, it drove me crazy. And, you know, I understood, you know, he always wanted to push my buttons. So I just have to sit back and smile when it comes to Zach. And I feel like I'm going to have to whenever, you know, we see each other again.
Yeah. He's, you know, very mischievous, but I don't think it's mean spirited.
No, it's not.
He'll give you an apology.
Yeah.
I know. It. Yeah, it's not. And I've had a lot of my favorite moments in the house with Zach. So I feel like if it weren't for Zach being there, you know, in the house with me at times, and it would be so boring. So he's definitely has been a highlight for me this summer.
Okay, so here's what I want to know, Amber. Do you think there's a chance that Beast Mode Cowboy will be the winner of Big Brother 16?
No.
I think he has a shot. I do. I think he could be there.
He has a shot. I don't, maybe second, but if he's sitting there next to Derek, maybe second. Yeah. I feel maybe in the final two, I definitely do see that.
All right. Well, how about this? Do you think there's a chance? Final. Okay. It's the final four. Okay. Derek, Cody, Beast Mode Cowboy, and Victoria. Okay. Sitting there. Final four. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance that those three people of Cody and Caleb and maybe Victoria sit there and they have a conversation like, oh my God, Derek's going to win the game. Derek needs to go out at, say, final four. Is there a possibility that happens?
I don't know. I don't think that Victoria will turn on Derek. I don't care what it is. I think she does. She has too much trust in him to where she won't listen to anybody else but Derek. So, I honestly think that if it came down to that, she would let Derek know, then Derek will somehow turn things around in the house again and send someone else packing. And then Victoria and Derek will be sitting there and then send that final, you know, that third person home. They'll have it, you know, that I feel like that's the, you know, it's obvious that that's why Victoria's still in the house. Cause if she is in the final two, anyone that's sitting next to her will win. So.
What if it was, let's say hypothetically they did get Derek out. Actually, and then would Victoria just be such a lure to take to the final three? Say if it was then Cody and Caleb and Victoria that either of them would take Victoria to the end?
I think with them too, I guess it depends on who's, you know, HOH and all this other stuff. I think with them too, like if they had the chance, you know, to get Victoria out and it was between them two, they would, you know, stay true to each other and send Victoria home.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Amber, hypothetically, if Caleb did win the game, would you consider going on a date with him if he was the winner of Big Brother 16?
No. My thing is like, honestly, like, I don't want to lead anyone on and I have no feelings there. There was nothing between me and Caleb. And even if you're a winner, you know, you have some kind of money now or anything like that, I still would not go on a date with him because I feel like it would just, you know, make him think even more, you know, okay, she's into me again. And, that. And I don't want him to think that. Like, I honestly, like, I don't want to lead him on in any way.
Okay.
So
that's
and
fair.
I'm trying, you know, I'm really, really trying, you know, hopefully after all this, Caleb, everybody, you know, we can just all hash everything out. Well,
okay.
A few.
All right. Let's go to talking about the Frankie Grande reveal in the house. Uh-huh. Now, did you have a chance to watch any of that when Frankie Grande told everybody in the house
That I was actually, sorry.
That Frankie Grande told everybody in the house. I'm interested to know your thoughts on how that went down.
I was actually watching the live feeds when that happened. And when all that went down, I was just like, Frankie, don't, because I felt like it was going to put a big target on his back. But actually, I guess it hasn't. But whenever I found out that was his sister, it was just kind of like, oh, cool. Like, nothing different. Nothing has changed. I get that question all the time. But I was just like, no, I was sitting there, Frankie, like, for your game, like, I felt like it was best for him not to say anything because I thought it would put a target on him. But I guess it hasn't. So that's the only thought I had going through my head. I was just shocked. I was like, no, this is not about to happen. I just wanted to see the, you know, faces on everyone else in the house, you know, because I already knew. So I was just like, okay, he's about to say it. Like, I want to see, especially the girls. Victoria, I know she was a huge fan. So I was just like, oh, goodness, what is Victoria going to do? But I was surprised that, you know, he came out and said it. So.
And so do you think that the other people in the house look at him differently now that he is somebody who is a celebrity? Like, are they thinking, do you feel like, if we vote him out, then we'll have to deal with the fans of Ariana Grande, or is it something like, you know, hey, if I stay friends with this guy, he's going to hook me up with concert tickets and we'll go to, you know, I'll get to travel with his sister.
Right.
Do you think that people view him differently than they did before?
Honestly, right now, at first, maybe they were thinking stuff like that. I think right now you're in that house and the only thing you can think about is the game and talking about everyone else, you know, that was a part of the game. That I don't think it will hit anybody or make it, you know, make them think anything until we're all out of the house and they're like, oh wow, like now's my time to do this or my time to do that. But I think there's a handful of people in there that are thinking those things.
Okay. Now Caleb has said to Frankie that he wants to go meet Justin Bieber. Do you think that it will be a good meeting of Caleb and Justin Bieber?
I don't think it will be a meeting.
No.
I don't know. I don't think that'll happen.
Let me take one more question, and then we'll jump into taking questions from the audience. Okay. Nicole comes back into the house last week. Very, very close to being Jocasta coming back in the house. Who are you rooting for to be the person to come back in?
Especially if it's between or guessing everybody.
Out of those four, yeah.
Four. I definitely wanted to see Zach come back, because I felt like if he came back, he would have made a difference in the game. He would have came back. But then at the same time, the only thing reason why I didn't want to see Zach back is he would have, I felt like everyone would, Frankie, you know, Caleb, everyone would have talked him into something and gotten his mind and been like, listen, like, we're sorry, like this and that. But then, you know, he would have had a better chance at winning. So Zach or definitely Nicole, which I was happy because I think she is in for just revenge. She is just wanting to make a change. She's wanting to flip that house. She's going to do whatever it takes to stay. And I felt with Zach, I felt like he maybe would have felt real comfortable that people had his back. So I definitely wanted to see a change in the game. So I was happy that Nicole got in. I hope that, you know, if she stayed or she does stay, you know, tomorrow, that things will definitely change from here on.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on that, though.
I know.
All right, let's take some of the questions from you guys. Of course, you can post your questions on the YouTube channel at robiswebsite.com/YouTube or with the hashtag RHAP. Let's take some questions here. Game Time Fitness wants to know, question for Amber. The show made you appear to barely talk game. Why did you deny Joey's move for the Female Alliance? Why did you wait until things were too late to scramble? So addressing all those three things, I think a lot of people have said that about you, that, you know, seems like a really, really great person and a really, really nice person, but strategically, you know, we didn't see you really strategizing and planning as much. Was that happening more than we saw?
Do you watch the live feeds? Yes. I honestly tried my hardest. I played, you know, the best I could. You know, and I felt like at night, you know, when everyone else is sleeping, it was the best time to be talking to everyone else and playing my game. It was hard playing also both sides of the house and not really knowing who to trust, especially with Frankie putting me up, Devin blowing the bomb squad. You know, after that, I was just kind of like, oh my goodness, where do I stand in this game now? So I kind of didn't know who to turn to. But I was still trying to stay loyal to the people that I said, you know, I'd stay loyal to and play the best game I could. Honestly, I think I did, you know, better talk in the game than some people that are even left that didn't play the game that much in the beginning that are still there. So, you know, that is just very, it shocks me because I tried my hardest, you know, to play the game the best I could. When it comes to, what was the other question?
We're just talking about strategy, but I think we got it. I think we'll go on to the next question. Sheena 114, question for Amber. If there was one thing you could change about your game, what would it be and why?
It definitely would be, I would have to say, not trusting Christine. Well, if I knew that, now that I know, but definitely starting a girl alliance, but I didn't want to start with every girl in the house. That was the only thing. When it came to Joey, it was all the girls in the bathroom, all the guys noticing, like, oh, they're starting something, things are starting up. And I was already in the, you know, thanks to Devin. I didn't want to be a part of it. It was hard, but I took this as like, okay, cool. I know about the bomb squad. Now it's my chance to get some girls on my side and blow this whole thing up. But the only thing was, is Joey was doing it with every girl. And I felt like we only needed maybe me, her, Brittany, and somebody. And that's what sucked, because all the meet, since the guys knew I was with their alliance, they were going to question me. And so I was just like, listen, like, whatever you see, whatever you hear, I'm not part of.
Yeah. Throw that out. The girls alliance thing was a bad idea. That was following Joey is not a better idea than going with the bomb squad. That was that you did nothing wrong there, Amber.
Yeah, I know. I get yelled at. I feel like all the time about it, but I just wanted to be smart about it. I needed, girls talk so much and it's always drama, I feel like sometimes. So I wanted to make sure I was trusting the right girls before starting any kind of girl alliance. And it needed to be a small group, not the whole house. So I'm sorry, but if I could go back and change anything, I tried figuring out, you know, that Brittany, maybe Jocasta, or sorry, I think Nicole, me, Brittany, Nicole would dominate those guys if we were in a house and left together. So,
okay. Let's talk about, this is from William Clark. Amber, who's your favorite house guest currently? Donnie, correct?
Yes, Donnie.
Well, you're not alone with that. And I feel like things are getting dire for Donnie. Squidman23 says, why haven't we seen another endurance comp yet? Amber, how come we haven't seen endurance comps?
I don't know. That's what I was looking for. This whole Big Brother experience, as all I wanted is endurance comps. So it stresses me out. I have no idea. I don't know if they're just waiting last minute to throw it in, you know, the final four or, you know, last couple. But I think it's time that we start seeing endurance comps. So I'm right there with you.
Brian, do you think we'll have an endurance comp this week?
I mean, I'm not going to put any money on it just because we haven't really had any. I think Shelly brought up, well, maybe it's because Frankie has the blood circulation issue and that cold would bother him. I don't really know that was the thing, but we would expect now that the Battle of the Block is over that we should get some kind of endurance comp at some point if they're not holding it out for some reason, right?
Yeah, we need that. And I haven't seen a have not comp yet. Well, SBOB replaced that as well, so I don't know. Like, I'm ready for endurance.
Okay. Let's take a question from Andy Del Negro, who says, Amber, what kind of reception did you get when you left the house? And who do you think will get the best treatment and who will get the worst when they leave? You know, some people have said that, Frankie's going to get booed when he comes out of the house. But I don't think that's going to be the case. For a house guest to get booed on these live evictions, I mean, they have to be pretty reprehensible, right?
I do believe they read pretty much the audience the riot act about what they're able to say and do and stuff. But if someone's behavior is out of line, then, you know, someone can do whatever in those situations. So it's up to the individuals in the audience whether or not he gets booed, actually.
Right.
Yeah. And Amber, you've had a pretty warm reception, though, right, when you've come out of the house?
Everyone has been so lovely. That was one thing I was so just worried about, I was like, 'cause walking out of those doors, it's like, it's different. I didn't know what to expect. I honestly felt like I wasn't even there. But everyone has been amazing. My fans have been awesome. My family has been great. Like, they love the fact that I played the game as honest as I could. And, you know, being myself, even though they've been like, Amber, you could have told a little white lie every now and then. But things have been really good. Everything's just been, you know, very positive. You know, like I said, I'm spending my summer now with my family, my friends, and now my fabulous fans. So I feel like if there was one person before Frankie, I feel like Christine would be the one person that, you know, if she walked out, just because she's been so negative about everyone and she's, you know, turned so much on everyone. But if I had to pick somebody, I would have to say.
Well, we'll see what happens with Frankie.
But hopefully nobody.
Because I definitely don't think he's there yet, but I think this is going to be interesting to see, because I think sometimes production just gives us something a little bit, and then it's like a sign of something that's going to come. And I really do think we're going to start to see this season shape up where Derek is going to be seen as the good guy. He's going to be sort of getting the mastermind, you know, guy that we're supposed to root for at it, because they know Donnie is going out the door. We need to have somebody to root for. So I think that Derek is going to be the guy that's going to be the voice of the show. And then I think that they're going to start to paint Frankie as sort of like Derek's the blue collar, you know, guy who's he's the good guy, police officer. And Frankie is the guy who's sort of out of touch, and he's, you know, the wealthy, you know, snobby guy. And I think that's the edit that we're going to see. And at least it's going to be more fun than what we're getting now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm ready for some excitement. So we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, let's take some more questions from you guys. Riley Rage says, why does Derek insist on playing the public in his DR? We all know he was not torn between Team America and the Detonators. I think that's the edit he's getting. They're letting him say that he is fighting for Team America against Frankie, who wants to see Donnie go home. If you're mad about Donnie, blame Frankie.
Yeah, and I think Derek wants, of course, everyone in the house, and of course, America, to see him as, you know, a good person. And being in the house, like, I saw a different side of Derek, but not, you know, watching his game and seeing a totally different side of Derek. So I think he, of course, wants America to love him as well. Just like, you know, anybody, you don't want to walk out those doors and get upset because, you know, you sent Donnie home or this and that. And everyone loves Donnie. And I think everyone in the house knows that even America loves Donnie. So I think he was just trying to be smart about it, and maybe it didn't seem that way.
You know, another time they made Frankie look bad tonight is during the counting competition, where Frankie says in the diary room, I am amazing with numbers. I'm the best counter. I am, you know, I'm amazing with anything that's counting. Mm-hmm. And then he gets out on the first thing, and he's like, well, I guess I should just stick to entertaining people, because maybe I don't have the counting thing. So I felt like that was another thing, throwing him under the bus a little bit.
Well, they don't have many people, I feel like, at this point. You know, we're all starting to drop, so I guess they're now turning on Frankie.
Okay, let's go to Lauren Bradshaw, who says, I wonder if Caleb will think Scorpion was based on Donnie's life. Do any characters have gangrene? Yeah, what the hell was Caleb talking about on tonight's episode that he's like, I think that Donnie is in military intelligence. He's got an IQ over 150, and he must have gangrene. Gangrene, that's a disease.
I was actually confused. I was so confused. I was just like, Caleb, please stop. Like, don't embarrass yourself.
I'm telling you, this guy is special military forces.
No, I felt like I honestly had no idea where that came from. I was just like, after week one, you were already thinking Donnie was this person or that person. Like, please just don't even think Donnie is anyone else. Like, he is a groundskeeper. He has no special forces.
Did you ever think he was anything else? Did you ever buy into that?
No, not at all. And I think maybe it's because where I come from, I see the same thing. I mean, when you go fishing or, you know, do stuff around, like, out here outdoorsy, you wear high socks. Like, you can get it for other things than just, you know, being in the military. And Caleb should have known that. He should have been smarter than that since he was in the military.
Bro, I'm telling you, Donnie,
Donnie is he's onto something. He's a special agent. He's like James Bond, bro.
No, he's not. That is so funny. No, I laughed. I honestly laughed about that, and I was like, oh, just stop. Like, it was funny. Like, I had no idea to take it. Honestly, I was just as confused. I felt like I was sitting on that couch with him, and I was just like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
The prostitute joke started all of it, didn't it?
The what?
Which joke?
The prostitute joke.
The prostitute. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Bro, I just heard him tell a joke about a prostitute. That joke was hilarious. He must be a stand-up comedian.
Oh my gosh. Donnie has had so... Donnie even thinks, like, being in the house, he's like, I've had so many occupations. Like, it's funny, though.
Yeah. What'd you think of Donnie's Derek impression? I'm sorry. What'd you think of Donnie's Devin impression?
Oh my god, that was actually really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was the best one. I was laughing so hard. Like, tonight was just the BB, or, you know, Big Brother tonight was just
bro,
it was one big joke.
I'm telling you, Donnie, he's doing impressions. Yeah. The guy is like the next Jimmy Fallon. He's doing all these impressions. He's an entertainer.
Oh my god.
All right, Crody wants to know, so does BB Frankie also think he's a math mogul? Is BB Frankie a mogul at math also, Amber?
No.
Yeah.
Is he?
No, I don't think so.
What do you think? No.
Okay, Survivor Fan 7 says, is it just me, or was the POV comp one of the most anticlimactic ones ever? Now, Amber, I gotta talk about Donnie here for a second, because as much as I'm rooting for Donnie, I'd love to see him stay. I mean, where is the fire in the belly? He just like laid over or rolled over and played dead in that challenge. What, you gotta stay in the comp, Donnie?
Yeah, and he is. Are you talking about the veto?
Yeah,
he is the veto, you know, like king too. Like, that's what I didn't get as well. But yeah, that comp was just.
I don't know. You got it, Brian. Yeah. Any talk of what Donnie was thinking there?
Oh well, no. I mean, you know, Donnie's
Nicole
been
too.
Lucky this entire time, kind of like slow and steady wins the race. So this concept, this strategy, does not strike me as out of character for Donnie. No.
Okay. All right. Let's
do. He's trying his hardest.
He's trying.
Yeah, he does. He does try.
Hey, I'm going to keep trying. Don't count me out until...
know that he needed to stay.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought if I just keep folding, then everybody else will get out. Okay.
Well, here's a game for you.
Yes.
How about tonight you play all the characters, or sorry, all the house guests that are left?
I don't think I can. Well, you know, I of the people that are left, I think I could only do, you know, Caleb. I do Nicole a little bit. Like,
you could do all of them. Try all of them.
Amber, I didn't know that you were going to not be happy with this. And then, you know, there's Donnie, Caleb.
Donnie.
I can't do Cody. I mean, there's really nothing to do with Cody. You know, we do Derek a little bit. You know, I don't really do Frankie.
Can you do Frankie?
Not really. No, I think it would be offensive. I don't think I should do it.
We won't do it then.
Let's take a few.
I make fun of the gay people around here, Amber.
Yeah, leave it to Brian. Music Fan 07058 says, can house guests fake injuries for sympathy or any reason? I noticed it put Derek and Nicole in cop nurse mode very quickly. I'm not saying Victoria is an evil mastermind or anything, but that would be a twist. I think that's a bit of a stretch that people would be like fake a heart attack. Yeah,
I think so too. And I think Victoria, honestly, she was in a lot of pain.
That was funny though, that everybody's like, Victoria, oh no, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Don't worry about it. And then she like walks out of the room. Kayla, her face is messed up.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I honestly think that she was in pain. So,
all right, let's do one more question. Then let's talk about some stuff, spoiler stuff. Jeff Wallace says, why is there not a game-changing veto in the last 2 years, like a diamond or red veto? Where is the twistiest summer ever? Amber, does production need to step in and do more?
Heck yeah, I would have been there if there was some kind of twist like that. So, yes.
Yeah.
Step in.
Okay. Let's talk about some spoiler stuff. Okay. So this is spoiler zone. All right. Okay. We're now free to talk about all of the spoilers, but Brian, is there much to spoil at this point?
Not really. I mean, there was a movement to possibly keep Donnie by Team America, but Cody says he shut it down when Frankie talked to him, and it appears that Cody did kind of shut it down. So, I mean, maybe this is one of the things that Derek in the future is going to say, that he got what he wanted this week, but he didn't actually get what he wanted.
Was Frankie on board to potentially keep Donnie over Nicole?
Yes, Frankie was really the one going around doing all the discussions with people trying to rally the votes, but he didn't really connect with it, and Derek ended up telling him that him campaigning to do this could cause damage for him in the future, and so Frankie just kind of ceased and desist action.
Okay, so what do we expect the vote to be tomorrow night?
They're telling Nicole that it's going to be...
Yeah, you're going to cook it and then just let it cool.
Oh, Amber, what are you cooking?
Oh, sorry. I made dinner tonight. I had spinach, rice, corn, and salmon. And then what's my meal for Frankie? I had fish. And my brother-in-law is actually making this, like, freaking good cookie thing. It's like... this much cookie, you only cook it like halfway, then you put ice cream on top of it. And I'm like, oh, please make that. So sorry for interrupting. I was just like, I heard him say it and I'm like, oh my goodness, throw me in one in the oven too. So sorry.
All right. So we're having cookies at Amber's house. All right. So Brian, is there a chance that, that we could see Donnie stay?
Actually, as of right now, there's no chance. I mean, the cookies and ice cream thing makes me think of Heather from BB Can 2. But it's not looking good for Donnie at the moment.
Oh, cookies and ice cream for Donnie tonight.
All right, well, we'll never say what, never. Brent in the chat room is saying Caleb is pushing to keep Donnie right now. It was still, you know, three weeks ago that we said Zach has no chance, and then it ended up changing on Wednesday night. So we don't want to say that there's no chance ever, but we'll just say it's unlikely at this point.
Do it.
You can never figure out what Derek's talking about. Half the time he's talking about, I want to keep Donnie in the diving room. I want to get rid of Donnie in the diving room. And he says it in the same episode. So don't believe anything that guy says.
Yeah. And Brian, what do you think? What has the better who has the better chance of really making something happen if Donnie stays in the house or Nicole stays in the house?
I mean, I think it's just like Nicole. Nicole, obviously. Mm-hmm. Nicole has shown better to do well at the HOHs. I think they both would nominate Cody and Derek. So it really is, from their point of view, which house guest do you think is not going to win HOH? And I think it's a mistake probably to keep Nicole.
Amber, do you think, would you be pumped up tomorrow night if Nicole wins HOH?
Actually, well, because I think that since she's left and then she came back, she's going to make some huge game moves. I mean, she knows the game. She's a big super fan. Like, and she, honestly, I think that if she wins HOH, she will put two people up that, you know, like Derek, you know, or I don't think she'll put up Cody, but I think she'll definitely do Derek, maybe Caleb or Derek and Frankie. I think she knows what Frankie did to her to get her out, that Frankie would be one of them. So those are two big moves right there, Derek and Frankie. And I feel like if Nicole stays, she will definitely make sure that happens.
Amber, you're rooting for me.
Well, hey, there's not many. If Donnie leaves, I don't know who else I'm rooting for.
We don't either. Do you feel, though, I think that there could be redemption for Derek, because I think that if they start to go down this road and Frankie starts to get the negative edit, and Derek is the one to get Frankie out of the house, do you think that Derek could become a fan favorite by the end of the season if he's the one that gets Frankie out of the house?
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a big move, but I think that... this is a tough one. I don't think so, though.
Brian, what do you think?
I agree with Amber here. He's made way too many personal attacks and tried to blame it on everybody else in the house, and it's going to, you know.
But that's on the feeds.
On the roof, no matter what. It does not matter. He might get the good edit, but it's not going to help him.
Those
on the
are our biggest fans.
He has to come mess up to everyone. You know, because the people that's just watching the show casually don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's just people, honestly, everyone that's important, you know, or everyone that, you know, matter, cares about who's fan favorite are watching the feed. So I think, you know, honestly, at this point, the two that have the biggest shot are Donnie and Zach at getting fan favorites.
Amber, do you think that Frankie, when he gets out of the house, do you think he will associate with the other people from Big Brother 16? Or do you think he will go back to, you know, I'm hanging out with my A-list sister and her A-list friends and all that stuff?
I don't know. I think Frankie, he'll keep in touch. I don't think that he will. He sees this as a fun experience. And, you know, that house drives you crazy. So hopefully he isn't this, you know, what he's done and how he's been isn't too much. But I think that he'll stay in contact with everyone. I don't think he'll be that way. Let's hope not.
Okay. Let's hope not. A couple more questions. Keith Dixon wants to know, did Amber watch the episode that she got evicted? I want to know what she thought of Victoria leaving her a nasty goodbye message. Well, I'm sure you saw that when it happened. What was your take on Victoria's goodbye message for you?
I did actually that. And what I'm kind of confused with that because I have done nothing to Victoria. But I have possibly heard things that people have like planted seeds in her head or said this or said that about, you know, me that, you know, has maybe rubbed her the wrong way for her to think that. But honestly, I think that I was just kind of very, you know, shocked about it. I did watch that episode. I kind of wanted to see how things unfolded. But and like it goes back to me saying, like, I was myself. And if me being myself is, you know, you see that as me being fake, then I'm sorry. You know, and then when finale comes, I'll have my, you know, chance to sit there on national television and just let everyone know how I feel.
What are you going to say?
Oh, just wait. I'm going to try being nice about it. But I honestly, like, that's one thing that really I just don't tolerate. Like, if someone, you know, it comes to being so negative like that, like, I'm going to call you out or I'm going to say something. I've defended Victoria several times and people have talked bad about her. Or if people have said anything about her, I just don't even say anything back. Like with the whole thing, whenever, you know, she didn't want the guys in there. And like Zach was just like, well, I'm not leaving the cave room. Like this is them. Like, Zach, just please, you know, her religion, like out of respect, just please do this for her. Like I've done so much. I feel like, you know, and I've been there for Victoria, especially in the beginning. Like we were sharing a bed together. Like we clicked very well. So I don't know where things went wrong.
This is Derek's influence. I mean, I saw something like even like a day or two ago where Victoria was talking to him in the bathroom about, well, when is it okay for me to bash people? He gives her directives on when it's okay for her to bash people. He gave those directives to you and about those specific things, about talking goodbye messages. This is one of the things that he secures that he gets a good vote from the jury. And I know it doesn't really help you, but that was something he started before then.
Yeah, and that's what it really sucks because, like, and I'm not too worried because I know who I am. I know if people have watched live feeds and my family and my friends know who I am as a person. And that's the one thing I've gotten, you know, since I've been home is like, Amber, you know, thank you for just being yourself and like doing this and doing that. And I'm, you know, I can't, Victoria and everyone else in the house isn't going to know, I guess, the, you know, real me since they didn't see that as the real me until they walk out of those doors and they're sitting beside me. We're out together. You know, we're friends after this. I don't know what's going to happen. There's still some people that I just think that if you can talk that much, like I just need to cut all ties with you because if you're going to say that on even a good day or a bad day or while we're even in a house together, you don't deserve my friendship. If that makes any kind of sense.
I think it makes sense. I wouldn't worry too much about the Victoria stuff.
Not being rude. Yeah. Not being rude, not being mean. I think I feel like people have planted a lot of seeds in Victoria's head and maybe it's a talk that I can just have between you, me and Victoria to be like, listen, like, where did things go wrong? Like, I'm
Amber,
sorry.
Amber, I wouldn't sweat it. I think you're going to be all right with or without Victoria.
Goodness. These people.
I don't think the fault lies with you too, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think the fault is between you and Victoria.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to realize in like.
It's the Big Brother house.
It is the house. Yeah. And Because I have nothing but good things to say about her or anybody when I left the house until now. I'm finding out everything. I'm like, oh goodness, I feel like I'm in like high school again.
Okay, well let's do two more questions. This is from Bahavia Yanni, who says, "Who left in the house do you think will be smart enough to target Derek other than Nicole? I'm thinking maybe Frankie. Do you think that Frankie could potentially turn on Derek before Derek turns on Frankie Amber?"
I think so. I don't think Cody will. I think that Frankie would, just because if Donnie's gone, he knows, like, okay, Derek is also working with Team America. You know, I feel like there's anything that I don't know. I feel like if Donnie leaves, I think Frankie is up for making big game moves. Frankie's up for anything. So him and Nicole for sure. I think that's, I can say that as well. So
yeah,
definitely Frankie.
You know, one more thing, just to go back to bring it full circle on this Frankie thing. I think what was so offensive about the Frankie thing tonight, in my opinion, with this whole Team America, was that Donnie made the suggestion to everybody and was like, you know what? Why don't we try to keep Team America together in the house? And then Frankie spoke for America and was like, no, America, that's not what they want. That's not what they want. Yeah. They don't want to see that. They want to play. We need a play. That's what America wants, something fun.
Right.
And that is the opposite of what we want. And so,
right.
You know, he not only, you know, separates himself from the house guests and sort of makes it feel like he's better than everybody. It's also that I know what these people want. I am the master.
Right.
I am the mogul. I have the 1.5 million followers. Mm-hmm. I know what people want to see. I'm an entertainer. I have my finger on the pulse of America. This is what they want. And it's the opposite of what they want.
He said that his sister's fans would deliver the money to them as well.
Okay. They'll deliver the money to who?
To Team America, no matter if we like the task or not. Derek said, I don't know if they'll like this task. And Frankie was like, well, it doesn't matter because we have the numbers, basically.
Oh, my goodness. It's all... The thing is, like, this is a game.
We have he's saying that the Ariana Grande fans will vote for this to pass no matter what if the viewers of Big Brother don't like it.
Yes. That was a major selling point over screwing Donnie out of this game. All right? Period.
All right. So has Ariana Grande tweeted for America to vote for this? I think she was going to be on America's Got Talent tonight. I don't think she's watching Big Brother tonight.
Right.
Pretty sure she's performing. Let me look at Ariana Grande's Twitter. So thanks for having me on AGT. Oh, yeah, by the way, all the Ariana Grande fans were not even watching Big Brother tonight. They were all watching her perform on America's Got Talent. Yeah, no tweets about Frankie or Big Brother in the last couple days.
Oh my!
She's having a busy summer and a busy week. She's like, I'll watch Big Brother in a couple of months.
Bless her.
Yeah, she's not even talking about Big Brother. So I'm sure Frankie thinks she's like sitting by the TV, like, oh, Team Frankie. And she's, you know, having her own life right now.
She has a busy life, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on. And then the other thing about Frankie, did you know Frankie was playing for charity, Amber?
I did not. He never said anything like that in the house when I was there, so I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay. Do you hope he wins so that he could build the schools in Africa?
I mean, it's a good idea, and I think it's awesome and everything, but I think if he wanted to, without being on Big Brother, he could still go over there and build schools, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean... But if he does win and he is sitting there in the final two, you know, hopefully next to Victoria, he will win that and he will, you know, build schools, you know, for Africa. But I don't know.
Okay. Brian, before we wrap things up tonight, do you just want to check Twitter? Because the chat room is starting to say that things are looking more like they may change. Maybe we can get a final update on this before we sign off. I'm going to take one more question here. And this is from the Terry Daniels, who wants to say, would it have been against the rules for Donnie to just say that the mission was to keep all the members safe? Yeah, I thought of this too. Could Donnie have come out, Amber, from what you understand about Team America, could Donnie have come out and said, hey, guys, the Team America mission is to save Donnie this week. So if we want to win the money, we got to keep Donnie off the block.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Would he have been allowed to say that?
Usually with those things, I think there are decisions that have to be made together. But if if he came out there without speaking maybe to production or something and said that, and then they're like, Donnie, please come. Then that would just made him look bad. So but honestly, if he was able to do that, I would have done that in a heartbeat. I would, to just make things. But at the same time, like, I feel like I don't want Frankie and Derek may have been smart enough to be like, okay, production, like, what's up with this? Like, I don't want them getting, I don't know. I didn't want Donnie doing anything wrong. So
yeah.
I think that would have, if he could have done that, that would have been so great, Donnie.
Okay. So, Brian, do you have any insight into what's going on right now?
My Twitter timeline is basically lit up with, oh, my God, they're trying to save Donnie. Here's Frankie celebrating because Donnie's being saved. I said Frankie gave a crap to begin with. It's ridiculous. So,
it
seems like Derek is trying to flip the vote.
I want to stay.
So he's going to change his mind next week or whatever.
Okay, so all right, so let's just talk this through. So allegedly, according to Tyler in the chat room, he's saying Frankie is talking to Caleb that I think it's better for all of us to evict Nicole. So if people are excited that if Donnie's going to stay, let's just real quick talk through the votes. 8 people left in the house, so Donnie and Nicole don't get to vote. Cody is the HOH, he doesn't get to vote, so that means there's going to be 5 votes. It will take 3 to evict.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Frankie and Caleb are going to vote to evict Nicole, Christine will do what Frankie wants. Is she the third vote, or is Derek Derek and Victoria? It will be unanimous now.
It would be, because I think that, I don't know. Derek's going to do what the house, I feel like. I feel like they're kind of still working together. But Christine, I think, will listen to Frankie over Derek or Victoria.
Yeah, but until I see on Twitter, Derek wants the vote to switch, that's when I'll say it'll be definite, because, let's say Frankie and Kayla both agree we're going to save Donnie and vote out Nicole tonight. If Derek, for whatever reason, doesn't want to do that, he'll shut it down before we get to tomorrow night. Right, Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. What's the question again?
Yeah. What if Derek doesn't want Nicole to stay?
He'll shut it down.
If Derek wants it to flip, Derek can make it flip at any time. He has 3 votes just in his pocket, so he could flip it. Whatever Derek wants will happen. This whole whatever Derek's going to go with the house thing, I just don't feel that. I think the house is Derek.
Yeah. I agree 100%. So it doesn't really mean a lot to me that Frankie says Donnie's going to stay and it's better for Nicole to go. It's ultimately the only vote that matters is what Derek wants.
It sounds like Derek has been interrogating Donnie about targeting him, which Derek has went to Donnie over this past week and said, I've heard you were coming after me, and that's one of the reasons he wanted him gone. Donnie is saying that he never targeted him. So those are the conversations going on while we're speaking.
And honestly, I feel like Cody listens to Derek just as much as Victoria does.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Cody, but I feel like he does just so. If Derek wants anything switched, he can tell Cody, and then Cody can, since he's HOH, just make a change. So I guess we'll just have to see.
And for Frankie, I think it's a bad move to vote out Nicole. I think it's a better move to keep Nicole in the house, because if anything, I feel like Nicole is going to be the person that's going to be able to get Christine back together, and then and maybe be the people to say to go after Derek, and because Christine is connected to Frankie. But again, I feel like it would be that Donnie, I feel like, is closer to Derek than he is to Frankie. So by getting rid of Donnie, I think that would hurt Derek in the game more than it would hurt Frankie. Brian, what do you think?
I'm still trying to watch this feed. What was your question, Rob?
For Frankie, don't you think it would be better to keep Nicole in the game than Donnie, because Donnie feels like he would be more likely to work with Derek than Frankie?
Oh, well, definitely. But Frankie this whole time has been thinking that Nicole's going to go after him and Christine. However, that has been a seed planted in his brain by Derek and Cody.
There you go. Okay. All right. Aww. Amber, any final thoughts? Anything you want to tell people to check out?
Let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at A Borzotra. Of course, my Instagram, my name, Amber Borzotra. And, stay tuned. I'm going to be posting a few things. Actually, I get people asking all the time about my hair, my skin, and my clothes. So I'm trying my hardest right now to get everything up on my website for that. So look for it this week. All my clothes I get from my sister's boutique, Little Luna Vintage in Nashville. So if you have any other questions, just follow me, I guess, on Twitter or Instagram, and I'll answer them.
Okay.
Or my email, fan mail. You can email me as well. So
what's the email?
My email is fans@aborzotra.com.
Okay.
And if you have any other questions, just email me and I'll be happy to answer them.
Are you expecting any emails in a couple of weeks from beastmodecowboy@yahoo.com?
No, I feel like more of a face-to-face talk.
What's going to
happen?
So let's say you go to the finale and Caleb is like, all right, Amber, now I'm out of the house. Let me get your phone number. Are you going to give him your phone number to call you anytime he wants?
No, no one's getting my number.
You're going to say no.
I feel like right now, until I have a serious conversation with somebody, no one is getting my phone number.
Okay. What if you, are you going to give it to, let's say you give it to Cody, and then you're going to say don't give it to Caleb then if he asks you?
I just feel like none of them right now, I'm not giving my number out. So hopefully, I don't know. I feel like we're a BB fam. I feel like things are just going to, maybe I need to look at a few things more into before I can say,
yeah,
hey, I'm just going to hash it all out. But I don't know what finale is going to bring when it comes to.
I wouldn't worry about it. Cause right, Brian, doesn't Caleb have so many other jobs and things that he's got a TV show and movies and all these other things. He's not even going to be concerned about Amber, right?
Not that. Oh. I think he's picked out a few other girls along the way every week. So
yeah, he's going to date Ariana Grande.
And then Cody's sister.
And Nicole's friend.
Mariah, Nicole's friend. So I don't know. He has choices.
Yeah. He's, you'll be an afterthought.
He'll have no problem. He has so many girls probably right now wanting him, so he has no problem.
Be nice to him, Amber. He's not working with the same thing we are. Okay, let him down.
I need to look a little more into it. There are some things I have not seen that I've heard, so I don't know. I need to kind of look along.
All right, yeah, finish watching the episodes before you get to the finale. Probably.
I know. I need to do that. I think that's my homework this week. Thank you, guys.
Okay. All right, well, Amber, thank you very much for coming on with us. I appreciate you spending some time with us talking about these guys that you got to know up close and personal. So Thursday night. So we're not going to be live tomorrow night. I'm going to be with Brendan and Rachel at the Ontario Improv. Yay. We'll be recording the show, and we'll have that for you guys on Friday. As soon as I get home from the show, I'll get that up and posted so you guys will have the show to listen to on Friday. If you want to send in your questions as well, you can always do that, #RHAP, and we'll take questions from Twitter as well in the live show. And if you can be there in person, we're going to have a really great time. Come on out and see it. We're going to be at the Ontario Improv. You can get your tickets at robaswebsite.com/Brenchel2 or click the banner on robaswebsite.com. All right. And then also on Thursday, I'm going to be talking about the Survivor cast has been released. And yes, Brian, we're ready for a new cast of Survivor. Amber, do you follow the Survivor at all?
Actually, this will be a while back, but I have not watched it in years. So I'm going to, since, I'm kind of excited about it since it's kind of like, part of the family now. So yeah, I'm excited about Survivor.
You're in this now. You're in it.
I'm in it.
Okay. So we're going to be covering, our reactions to the new 18 people playing on Survivor, San Juan del Sur. Mm-hmm. Which is going to premiere September 24th, the same night that Big Brother 16 ends. So mark that night on your calendar. That's the busiest night of the year for me. The 90-minute premiere of Survivor San Juan del Sur, followed by the 90-minute finale to Big Brother 16, followed by our live recap of the finale of Big Brother 16 all on September 24th. That's going to be one hell of a night. So our cast reaction show will be going up on Thursday afternoon. So just keep it locked into Rob as a podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, robhaswebsite.com/BB podcast for our iTunes feed. Amber, thank you very much. Brian, thank you as well.
Welcome, fellas.
Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Bye.
You too. Bye.